الشيطان الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذكروني أذكركم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and friends, by or those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayat of the Quran Kareem, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, that is, make my zikr. فَذْكُرُونِي أُذْكُرْ means to repeat, to remember, all the time, to repeat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great name, that is Allah. Allah ta'ala says, you remember me, in fact, I am remembering you all the time. The sign that you remember me, it's a sign that I love you. That is why I'm giving you the opportunity to remember me. However, if we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the obedience, that is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, which in reality is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, especially those things that Allah ta'ala has made for us, it is only absolutely beneficial for us and absolutely necessary. Because our minds are so weak, so limited, hum kitne kamzor hai, we won't do it and we won't realize the benefit. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, Allah Ta'ala has told us that you must do this. Like our Hazrat explained so beautifully, how a father wants to explain to his son that you must do this, this is very important. So in order for him to do it, you know, the son, although you stress and tell him it's very important, he still won't take it, he'll take it lightly, he won't realize the importance. So the father says, I'm commanding you to do this. So who can have greater knowledge than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can have our better well-wishing than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are existing on the demand of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this reality Allah ta'ala teaches us every day, in every rakat of our namaz, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah ta'ala, bahut hi meherban, bahut kareem zati. Allah is very, very merciful, very, very kind. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Allah ta'ala doesn't need us to remember Him. Allah is as great as ever. And Allah's greatness will never ever diminish to the slightest degree. If the whole world all together, or each and human being, jinnat, each one only engage in the praises of Allah, in the obedience of Allah, it won't raise the status of Allah to the slightest degree. And if the whole world, Allah Ta'ala save us all insan, jinnat, everybody becomes disobedient to Allah, nobody takes the name of Allah, it won't diminish the status of Allah to the slightest degree. So the thought comes, and why Allah Ta'ala has made namaz, faraz, etc. Like we just explained, Allah Ta'ala Himself informed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to inform us, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Rabb, your Creator, your Sustainer. And who is Rabb? That great being Allah who has brought us from non-existence into existence. Today human beings are manufacturing this machine, that machine, and we're boasting about it. But who has made all the things you need to manufacture that machine? That we don't think. Allah Rabbul Izzat has made all those things. And whatever comes into as our Dawah Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says so beautiful that people today boast about science and say science did this, science did that. Ask the people of science that the things that they use to make all the experiments, who made them? Who brought them into existence? Who gave them this brains to think? And as our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib Mandazilal explained so beautifully, that these scientists who think they are so intelligent, but they get so engrossed in their experiments that they don't realize Allah has sent us here to find Allah. They get so engrossed in their experiments and making big claims, we want to the moon, etc. Allah didn't send us here to go to the moon and to go anywhere else. Allah sent us here on earth to find Allah. Otherwise you will lose your mind also and you think you're very intelligent. Like one scientist, very busy in his lab all the time busy with this experiment, that experiment, and he had a small cat that was his pet. Now while he's busy doing his experiment, the cat wants to go out of the lab. Now he must go and open the door. Hardly busy again, the cat is knocking, he wants to come in again. So the scientist got irritated, so he called the builder. He says, make two holes in the ground there at the bottom. So he's asking, why you want two holes? He say, one hole the cat can go out and one it can come in. So you think you are big scientist, but you can't even use your brains. It's the same hole, he can go in and out. So we should understand and realize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيمِ Allah ta'ala is independent. Allah ta'ala doesn't need the malaika also. But it is Allah ta'ala's demand of mercy, zur-rahma. Allah is not just the most merciful. Allah is the creator of mercy. Allah ta'ala is the embodiment of mercy. We can't imagine the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much just to give us a brief idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a hadith Qudsi, that is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions these words, and he associates it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for us to understand, in this limited world, we know few numbers. And a very big number for us is 100. So Allah ta'ala says, I've got 100, my mercies have been divided into 100 parts. And from that 100 parts, I have kept 99 mercies for the akhirat. Only one part of my mercy I extend in this world. And from that one part of the mercy of Allah, we see how animals also they care for their children. How animals also, they are so particular and they are concerned and they worry of their children, of their offspring, etc. Then human beings, how they are worried. And this is just a fraction of that one part of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us into existence, and Allah, shouldn't we be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't we be thinking? A simple example to understand, our Shaykh puts it so beautifully, and this is the benefit of sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah has sent us here out of His mercy, so we become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh Adacha Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi says so beautifully, if somebody in this world is a very big director, is owning so to say the whole world, and he's got even his very special ministers that are close to him, but because he's a director, he's got some position, he's got lot of money, etc. When he sits with people, other presidents, etc., he feels shy to say, this is my close friend. Although it's his minister, he does everything for him. But he won't say, this is my close friend. He'll say, this is my worker. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, who's Malikul Mulk, the kings of all kings, Allah is not saying, this is my close friend. Allah is inviting us, become my friend. Become my close friend. And when we become the friend of Allah, agar tu ek mera tu har shay mein, asma mera zameen mein, Allah becomes ours, the whole world is ours. But sadly today we turning in the whole world chakkar, trying to make everybody else our friends, who we think they can do our work. The whole world put together, all the state presidents put together, cannot do our work, because everything is in the... وَاللَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهُ It is only our Allah. There is nobody besides us, for us besides Allah. And this is actually the loving tarjuma of لا إله إلا الله. One is when we say لا إله إلا الله, we learned it in madrasa, primary madrasa. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But this is like an empty capsule. When you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and you learn about Allah, you recognize Allah, and you learn how to make Allah zikr. Now when you say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Allah, who's there for me besides you? When a wife tells her husband, besides you, who's there? I can't go to my father now. My father is in fact even passed away. I can't go to my brothers. You are there for me. You only you are turned to. That husband will melt. Children tell the father, you melt. When we tell Allah, that, oh Allah, who is there for us besides you? And whether we say or not, this is the reality. There is nobody for us besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is so kind. Allah is just waiting for our inclination. Like it, there's an incident mentioned, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has mentioned, that a person used to worship idols, and the word for idol in Arabic, sanam, ya sanam, ya sanam, oh my idol, oh my God, do this for me, do that for me. But what can that idol do? And like Allah Akbar, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully that we shouldn't think, me myself first of all, I have to check my heart and see, am I also worshipping idols or not? And we might think, what does Mawlana Sahib is talking? We don't worship idols. But Hazrat gives a beautiful example and says, Tomorrow if the mutawallis, people in charge of the masjid, they say we're going to put a golden idol here in front of the imam. Very, very special gold, the best gold in the world you can get. A golden idol we're going to make, put it in front of the imam's musalla, then the imam must start his namaz. Everybody will lift up their sleeves, they say, what you're talking? We don't worship, we Muslims, we don't worship idols. So the people in charge, they'll say, okay, we don't worship idols. That same idol, we will melt it, make gold coins. And we'll make so many, hundred, thousands of Kruger coins. And whoever comes first for Fajr namaz tomorrow, he'll get 50. Who's ever second, he'll get 30, like that. We'll see if there's place in the masjid. So exactly, in a different way, we are also worshipping idols. But if we turn to Allah, we get connected to the friends of Allah and take out all these idols from our heart. And how they teach us, very simple, to remove it by making zikr of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. I thought that gold coin can do my work for me. But what can the gold coin do? Overnight the value can change. And Allah Ta'ala has shown us so many places, people were rich, multi-millionaires. Overnight they became poor people. And other times people was a poor person. Overnight he became a rich person. So Allah Subhanahu, this person is saying all the time, ya sanam, oh my idol, oh my idol. By mistake, his tongue just twisted and he said, ya samad. Samad is one of the special sifats, the qualities of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is independent. Allah is totally independent. So immediately he said, ya samad. 80, 90 years he's worshipping his idol, ya sanam. And here by mistake he said, ya samad. Then immediately Allah Ta'ala replied to him and said, oh my servant, what you want? Oh my banda, kya chahta? So the malaika, the angels, they said, oh Allah, he didn't say, ya samad, because he wanted to turn to you. By mistake he said that. Allah Ta'ala says, if I don't reply, then what is the difference between the loving Allah and the dead idol? Allah is ever loving. Allah knows the condition of our hearts. As our Shaykh says so beautifully, if you are a dumb person, Allah knows the language of your heart. You can't talk, Allahu Akbar, from the many signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِي خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَاقُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Like our Shaykh says, some a sign, ayat means a sign. A sign board to reach. So Allah Ta'ala has said that Allah Ta'ala has revealed over 6,660 ayats. And from those signs, many ayats, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ, from our many signs. So Allah has sent clear, clear signs which shows the love of Allah is so great that Allah just wants us to get connected. All the signs are there, but we still get lost. So who are to be blamed? We have to be blaming ourselves. If we got a worker and we give him complete signs, show him this is the direction, I want you to go to that factory to pick up the goods, and you give him all directions, signs, everything, and you even give him a cell phone in today's time, that you phone me, I'll tell you, and he still get lost. What you say? It's a big dabbu. Ullu him. He's so stupid. Myself, we have to see. Allah has sent us in this world. Allah has shown us the clear signs. The moment we came in the world, Allah reminded us already. The very first sunnah of the parents, the father must give azan in the 1 year. Iqamat in the other year. Who brought you? Allah Akbar. No doctor brought you into the world. No gynecologist, not even your parents brought you. Only Allah. Allah brought us in the world to recognize Allah. And the more we recognize Allah, Allah's greatness comes in the heart, then see Allah's love will come. When Allah's love comes in the heart to obey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala ki itaat karna aasan nahi mazidar ho. To obey Allah's commands, to get up now for the time of Fajr, and then still to be sitting and listening to a talk, it's enjoyable. More than you'll enjoy milkshake, and more than you'll enjoy all delicious food, you'll enjoy listening to the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But myself, all of us, we don't get this enjoyment because we are spiritually sick. That some people, they got this disease that they can't taste. Their taste buds are gone out of order. So whatever food they eat, you ask them, how is it? They say, it's nice, it's nice, it's tasty. He can't tell you. But when he go for treatment and Allah give him shifa and his taste buds come nice, now he realizes, oh, so many different fruits are sweet, but all different tastes. He can't even explain. So we don't get the taste of tilawat of Quran Sharif. We don't get the taste of making dua. We don't get the taste of zikr. We don't get the taste when the imam is reciting Quran in Quran Sharif in namaz. We don't get this taste. Why? We spiritually sick. And we are supposed to be going to the doctors, spiritual doctors, and we are supposed to be paying a big price. What is our physical health? We pay so much thousand rands for the doctor's treatment. We are supposed to be paying more money for our spiritual treatment. But Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Allah made our spiritual treatment easily available. Allah sent the best doctors in the world according to the need of the time. And Allah made it such that these doctors, they come to us. And these are not fraud doctors that will tell you, I can solve all your problems, he can't solve his own problem. These are those special doctors that will connect us to the creator of problems and the solver of problems. Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we have to recognize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like we're saying, if you're dumb, you can't talk. Allah knows the language of the heart also. And from the many signs, Allah says, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Look at the heavens. Who created the beautiful skies? Who created the earth like a carpet? The earth Allah created so beautifully, not so soft that you can't walk. It's like a sponge. You can't walk inside. Allah, but Allah didn't create the earth so hard like rocks and spiky that you can't walk. You get hurt. Allah made the earth so soft also, you can scratch it with your fingernail, and you can make a hole and you can plant a seed. Allahu Akbar. And that seed is planted and then a shoot comes up. Who made that shoot come up? أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah says, are you making that those seeds grow or we making that grow? Did you create or we have created? So we know our creation. And we know we are created to show the world that who is Allah. Allah is Khallaqun Aleem, Khallaqun Azeem. That great creator who's got full knowledge of every smallest atom, every smallest creation, Allah has got complete knowledge. And Allah Ta'ala has got Allah, but not only complete knowledge, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one beautiful dua, and Allahumma la yashguru samun an samin, that oh, that great being, that the whole world, every creation of yours talk to you at the same time, you don't get confused. We just two people are talking, you say, keep quiet, I can't hear what he's saying. Allah Rabbul Izzat listens to all his creation all the time at the same time, and Allah never ever gets confused to the slightest degree at what this person asks me, what this person is. In fact, Allah Ta'ala knows our needs better than us. That is why we shouldn't just say, Allah, give me this. Ask Allah what is best for me, O Allah, grant me that. Then a person won't be said, oh, I didn't get this. Allah is so kind, Allah grants us what is best for us. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala teaches us, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. That all the different languages in the world, who created? Allah Ta'ala has created these different languages. And as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that many times somebody else's language, it sounds different, you don't talk that language, so it sounds little funny, we shouldn't laugh at that language. Because indirectly you're laughing at Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We should take a lesson that, what language? To us it sounds like what they'll say, Gibrish, we don't understand. But to them they know everything. So how great is our Allah? وَاَخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Your different complexions, your different colors Allah Ta'ala has made. Allahu Akbar. And how beautiful every human being, different complexion, but how beautiful he looks. So how beautiful is Allah Rabbul Izzat. How great is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So to get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says one easy way. فَذْكُرُونِي. You just remember me. أَذْكُرْكُمْ. I am remembering you. There is no split moment in the world that Allah is not thinking of us. Allah is not remembering us. Allah Ta'ala is remembering us and thinking of us every split moment. But the difference is, ulama have explained, if you remember Allah, bita'atillah, with the obedience of Allah, Allah will remember us what is rahmat, what is mercy. Allah will give us mercy. Allah will give us barakah. Allah will give us peace and contentment in our hearts. And if we don't remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the obedience of Allah, we become unmindful of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala still remember us. And this is also the kindness of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala sometimes remembers us with his anger. That my banda, like a father tells his son, that do this, and now you see his son is going out of line. He gets angry, he shouts him, don't do this. He still goes out of line. He gives him little hiding because he loves that person. So exactly the same, sometimes incidents come into our life, accidents, just happen, you lose some money, etc. Allah is calling you, where are you going? I am here, you are going in the wrong road. Come to me and see, I will make it easy for you. So just so easy, where we will learn this? By the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise shaitan wants us to be unmindful of Allah. Shaitan deceives us and makes us look like this world looks so beautiful. How shaitan zuyyina linnas, shaitan beautifies for people all their actions, they're doing the wrong things and shaitan makes it look so beautiful. And how to Allah ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah did not leave us in the nerves that shaitan can just overtake us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a farishta with us to guide us, to protect us. Allahu Akbar. Everybody today said we're paying for protection fees and we're paying on haram insurance, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهُ وَمِنْ خَلْفِي يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. We have put special security guards for every person. لَوْ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهُ in front of him, behind him. Allah has put special angels for us. يَحْفَظُونَهُ is protecting us by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like our Shaykh says so beautifully, that if you got security guards, you pay, security company, you're paying them, after 6 months you stop paying. Now they will tell you, they give you notice, you're not paying us, we take away our guards. You say, no, give me a chance, I'll pay end of the month. End of the month comes, you don't pay, they give you a final notice, we're taking away our guards. He says, no, give me one more chance. Next month they give you a chance, you don't pay, they won't even listen to you, they take away their guards. So exactly the same, Allah has put our security guards, these security guards are the malaika of Allah, the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go into the wrong path, when we follow the path of shaitan, and that path has got a stench, it's got a smell, it can't, the malaika can't take it. Like people who don't smoke, when others are smoking, that smell that comes, they can't take it. But people that are smoking, they adi bande, they be habitual, so today they don't realize. So exactly the same, Allah save us. When we get involved in sin, is world and school and urine. And we like used to it, so we enjoy it. But those who know how filthy it is, they don't even want to look towards it. So the malaika, the angels, Allah, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, when we tell a lie, then a bad smell comes out from our mouth. To us it doesn't matter, we don't even realize it. But the angels immediately get that smell and they run away. Now our protection is gone. So how to keep this protection all the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, كُونُوا مَالصَّادِقِينَ. Be with my true pious servants of Allah. They will teach us about Allah. They will teach us to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَذْكُرُونَ. That anything you get in your hand, beautiful plate of food, nice place of food, your baby, anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enjoy it, but فَذْكُرُونِي, think of me. Who gave you this biryani? Who gave you this chai, etc.? And then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr is, you use it in the right way, and that strength you get from that ni'mat, that bounty, then you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command of Allah's command, and Allah will give you more. But our problem, Hazrat explained so beautifully, one great Sufi, Shaqiz Barqi rahmatullahi, was the imam of all great Sufis. He says, one of our great problems why we don't get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, that we are so engrossed in enjoying the bounties of Allah, the ni'mats of Allah, the favors of Allah, that we don't even think who is giving us this ni'mat. And I'll just end off with this beautiful example. Our Hazrat teaches us that if somebody comes and leave a beautiful basket of fruit, export quality, top quality fruit, and in a nice beautiful bowl they come leaving at your door every day, with your name, that this is special for you. You open your door, you see that a bowl of fruit, you get so happy. But immediately, you are a human being, you think, who is that kind man? Who is that good person? You tell your wife, you tell your children, you want to find out who is that person. You don't know him, but you praise him. And like our Shaykh says so beautifully, well and good, you should be praising that person. But don't be so short-sighted, don't have so small brains, that you only look as far as a basket of fruit. Just think, that basket of fruit, that person who put it is so kind, then how kind is the creator of that person? And how kind is that great, kind creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our Rabb, who gave us those 2 eyes free of charge that I can see that basket of fruit. Who is that kind Allah who gave me those hands free of charge? I can use my hands to eat that fruit.
Who gave me this nice mouth, this lips, and in this mouth, the small tongue that got different taste, etc. So we should just ponder and think that Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah Ta'ala is so mercy. And when we take out time daily, every day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you take out time daily to read 100 times zikr, la ilaha illallah, your face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Why? The nur of Allah will come in your heart, and that nur will spread on your face, your whole body, and people will start getting guidance through you, and this is all the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But thus the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they grow out throughout the world, so how we can realize and get connected to Allah. And Allah has sent us here not to suffer, to enjoy life, and get a taste what is life is still going to come. Real life is the life in the Akhirah, which starts from the qabr. In the qabr, what enjoyable rest you will have, what nice time, and then in Akhirah, what enjoyment you will have. So our Shaykh has come here, and then as Hazrat explained, Ramadan Sharif, Hazrat has a full program, all Ramadan. Everybody is invited to come and attend and see what you will get. You don't have to pay anything, but you get the greatest gift, that is taqwa, the love of Allah, and the enjoyment of making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then the enjoyment of life is something else. Allah give me and all of us this reality and make us His close friends, inshallah. We'll just make zikr a few minutes. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اذكروني اذكركم انا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا وہ گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیث بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئے دم تا عبد جانا چنی میری بائے دم اللہ جل جلالو تعالی شان اللہ 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 وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد time of Ishraq is setting already. But in a Kareem Shahs mentioned, whoever after Fajr sits in the masjid the best and engage in zikr,
tilawat of Quran, etc. Like now, alhamdulillah, we were engaging in the talk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then after that, after sunrise, about 12 to 15 minutes, you perform two rakats namaz, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward of a complete hajj and umrah. Such a, what a easy deen we have got, and how much we can earn if we are unmindful. So we are in the masjid now, we all got wuzu, let us try and read the two rakats, which is called two rakats, or ishraq namaz. And immediately after ishraq, the time of chash has started. That is duha. The time of duha, the best time is till 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. But that time we are all busy to make wuzu and come and perform namaz. It's a bit difficult. Here we are here, the time has set in already. So if we read another two rakats with the intention of salatu duha, we will get the reward of more than the sun shines on all the valuable gold and silver, and you spend it in the path of Allah. Thus two rakats is more valuable than that. And more important to realize, Allah has given us 360 joints in the body, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. For every joint we have to give one sadqah. Sahaba Rizam said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's a bit difficult, how we manage this. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught it so easy. You smile with somebody, that's the sadqah. You walk in the street, something is laying, banana peel or something, somebody can slip, you remove it, that's the sadqah. And you read two rakats of salatul duha, chash namaz, that will suffice for all the 360 sadqahs. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take our time to sit in the company of the friends of Allah and become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah.